This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Both the Houses of Parliament have taken up discussion on the Union Budget 2024-25. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha are also taking up discussion on the Budget of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir for 2024-2025 simultaneously. Meanwhile, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has rejected the opposition's allegation of discrimination against some states in the Union Budget. Responding to the opposition charge to the Zero Hour in the Rajya Sabha today, she alleged that there is a deliberate attempt by the opposition, led by the Congress, to give the impression to people that nothing has been given to the opposition-ruled states. She clarified that in every budget, one does not get an opportunity to name every state of the country. She added that if a particular state is not named in the budget speech, that does not mean that programs of the central government do not go to the states. She said that between the vote on account and yesterday's budget, the Union Cabinet has cleared many development projects in Maharashtra and West Bengal. When the House met for the day, Leader of the Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, raised the issue, alleging that the Union Budget is an attempt to save the government. He said opposition will protest against it. In the Lok Sabha also, opposition parties staged a walkout from the House over the same issue. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said the government is committed to take all possible actions to control the spread of fake and misleading information which has potential to weaken the country's democracy and create fissures in the society. He said this in a written reply in the Lok Sabha today. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has statutory and institutional mechanisms in place to address fake news on various media platforms. He said a fact-check unit has been set up under the Press Information Bureau, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in November 2019 to counter fake news relating to the central government. Government today clarified that there is no proposal to discontinue NEET UG and restore state-wise entrance examinations at present amid controversies over the medical examination. This was stated by Minister of State for Education, Dr. Sukanta Mojumdar, in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha. Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy today said the government has no plan in privatizing coal mines across the country. He stated this while replying to supplementaries during the questionnaire in the Lok Sabha. Responding to a query on the privatization of Singareni coal mine in Telangana, Mr. Reddy said there is no plan for privatization of this mine. He said 51% stake of the Singareni coal mine is with the state government and 49% under the central government. He stressed that the government wants to strengthen the Singareni coal mine. Mr. Reddy said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, a new policy on coal mines allocation was brought with an aim to bring transparency in the sector. Railway Minister Ashwani Vaishnav has said that a significant portion of railway budget has been allocated towards enhancing train safety. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said that out of the total budget of around 2,62,000 crore rupees, more than 1 lakh crore rupees has been earmarked for rail safety related measures. He said in the last 10 years, 31,000 new tracks and 40,000 kilometer of rail route has been electrified. In Nepal, 18 people were killed after a Sorya Airlines plane crashed during takeoff from the Tribhuvan International Airport, Kathmandu, today. Flight number 9NAME of the Sorya Airlines, with 19 people on board, was going to Pokhara with employees and technicians for repair work. Senior Superintendent of Police Dambar Bahadur BK said pilot was rescued and taken to a nearby hospital. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy has arrived in India on his first official visit after assuming office. The External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal welcomed Mr. Lammy on his arrival in New Delhi. He will primarily hold talks on strengthening the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership and the India-UK Free Trade Agreement. Secretary Lammy will meet with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar this evening. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan and Goa and Maharashtra for the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.